Chapter 19. Dateless in Losatia. The next morning in Samsorta class, safely in the back row and away from Fizgwin spraying and saying, the girls are all buzzing about Samsorta dates.
"Are you bringing Pra?"
Karen whispers to my sister. Miri turns bright red but continues taking notes.
"Maybe. I haven't asked him yet. Who are you going with?"
"My boyfriend, Harvey. He already had his sim last year."
"Great. Everyone has a date but me." "Are you going with someone too?" I ask Viv. She nods.
"Zach, my boyfriend."
"Has he already had his sim?" I ask.
"No, he's a Norlock."
My jaw just about hits the desk. "He is? Seriously?" She stares me down.
"Yo, you have a problem with that?"
"What? No. I just didn't know you could bring a Norlock to the SAM." My heart races.
"Of course. You can bring whoever you want."
I poke Miri. "Did you hear that? Viv is taking her boyfriend, her Norlock boyfriend."
"Yeah, I heard."
"Do you think I could take Raph?"
"You could, but you'd probably have to brief him on the whole witch thing first. Otherwise, a couple hundred people in cloaks casting spells in a Romanian cemetery might confuse him."
I turn back to Viv. "Does Zach know that you're a witch?" I whisper.
"Obviously,"
she says, combing her fingers through her bangs. "Do a lot of people know? I mean, the people at your school?"
"Yes. I'm not ashamed of who I am."
"I'm not either. I thought people kept their worlds separate, you know?" She adjusts her glasses.
"I don't. I'm me. Take me or leave me."
"And no one thinks you're weird?" She shrugs.
"I don't really care what other people think."
Right. There's the problem. I do. Through space I flow. To Kim Shing in New York I shall go. Zap! Class is done, and it's time for me to join Raph and his family for his father's birthday dinner. I appear in the bathroom. I try to pick the ghost spell from my hair to save it. I wonder if I can reuse the spell. Probably not. I am really low on it. I probably have enough for only one more trip. Miri was not happy when I told her I would not be accompanying her and the gang to Epcot to watch the fireworks. "You know I can't," I said. "I have that dinner with Raph's family." It wasn't like I wanted to go, although I am excited about the Chinese food. Yum! My favorite is General Tsao. Since it's family style, can I suggest what I want, or should I just be polite and eat whatever they order? Please, please, please let them order General Tsao. At least Miri convinced Mom to let her go to Epcot without me. She used the, "It's not a date, it's just a bunch of friends hanging out," line. Adam didn't seem to care that I wasn't going. In fact, he didn't even say hello. He's obviously avoiding me. I push open the door. The scents of fried onion and spices waft through the main dining room. I peer at various tables but don't see the Khosravi crew anywhere. Maybe I'm early? I approach the maitre d'. "I'm here with the Khosravi party," I say in my most grown-up voice. "Am I the first to arrive?" He peers into his book.
"I'm sorry, but we don't have a Khosravi reservation. Might it be listed under another name?"
Maybe Raph's dad's first name? I know his name. I do. When you're crazy about a boy, you remember every minute detail about him, including the color of his favorite pair of socks. Soft brown, to match his gorgeous eyes. Now, why can't I remember his dad's name? I'm just nervous. It's something with a D. Doug, David,
Dorian, it's a party of eight at 7:30.
No, we don't have a party of that size at this time, he says. Are you sure you're at the right location?
Oh, no. Is there more than one? Raf didn't tell me there was more than one. He said it was in Midtown.
Yes, there are a few. There's one on South Beverly and one on Ventura Boulevard.
I've never heard of those streets. Where are we now?
On Sunset Boulevard.
I've heard of Sunset Boulevard. In California. Isn't that street, in L.A.? He turns up his nose.
West Hollywood, actually.
I swallow. Hard. That doesn't sound good. I'm in Hollywood?
West Hollywood. West.
Did I not specify the city I wanted to go to? I must not have. And the spell took me from Arizona to the nearest Kim Shing restaurant, which is in California. Ah! I have to go. I hurry back to the bathroom and slam myself in a stall. I reach into my Ziploc and sprinkle the last few bits of ghost spell crumbs into my palm. This better work, because after this, I'm out of ghost spell. Through space I flow. To Kim Shing in New York City I shall go. Zap! I definitely said New York City. 100%. When I open my eyes, I'm in another bathroom stall. A single stall. At least I think it's a bathroom stall. There's a sink, but instead of a toilet, there's a small porcelain hole in the ground. Maybe the toilet broke and they took it to be fixed? Or, I think I'm in the men's room. Yes, that must be it. I open the stall door and peer outside. Maybe I'm in the right place? Please, please, please? The overhead lights are off. The only light in the room is faintly shining through the two windows. But yes, I'm in a restaurant. Except I'm the only person in the restaurant. No staff, no cooks, no anyone. The writing on the wall is in Chinese, which makes sense. It's supposed to be a Chinese restaurant. But where is everyone? Maybe it had to close down for some reason? Mouse problem? The clock overhead says 8:25. Either I lost an hour or I'm really not in the right place. Where could I be that's an hour ahead? Bermuda? Canada? Maybe I'm in a Chinese restaurant there. But how did that happen? I definitely said New York this time. What could have gone wrong? Something obviously did, because this is not the right time. I pull open the blinds. The early morning sun spears my eyes. I watch people pass by the window. Chinese people. The signs are all in Chinese. The flag of China is flapping in the wind. Am I in Chinatown? Or maybe it's 8 a.m., not 8 p.m. Maybe that missing toilet was a Chinese squat toilet. I reached for my now empty Ziploc. I'm stuck. And not stuck in Chinatown. I'm stuck in China. Great. Just great. I drop the blinds and pace the length of the restaurant. Think, Rachel, think. Yes, you're stuck in a Chinese restaurant without go powder, batteries, or your copy of A Squared. And yes, you're going to be late for dinner with Raf and his family, which will send a terrific impression. But don't panic. You're a witch. You can find a way out of this mess. Maybe I should make up a go-home spell. Yes. People are always needing a go-home spell. Even Dorothy needed one. Hey, maybe the Wizard of Oz chant would work. I close my eyes and click my heels together three times, repeating, there's no place like home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. I open my eyes. I'm still in the Chinese restaurant. The Chinese Chinese restaurant. Maybe now's not the time for new spells.
I should just make another batch of the ghost bell. Yes! There's a full kitchen here at my disposal. All I have to do is remember the ingredients. Now, what were they? There was brown sugar. There was... what else was there? I run my fingers close to my scalp. Yes, it's still there. Just like dandruff. Or lice. Yuck. I sniff it and run the texture between my fingers. Baby powder. And what are those hard, pebbly bits? Oh, right, pepper. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to the kitchen I go. I sneak through the dining room and push open a set of swinging doors. This time I block my nose. Fish! There are fish everywhere. Eels! Salmon! It smells like the seafood section of a grocery store on a hot July day. Tammy would feel right at home, but I think I'll keep my nose blocked. I frantically look for pepper, which I find, and then brown sugar, which I find, too. It helps that I can currently read Chinese. But my luck runs out at baby powder. There is no baby powder in this kitchen. And why would there be? Who has baby powder in their kitchen? Now what? Arg! I need to call Miri. I flip open my phone and pray that it works. It does. I do not even want to think about how much this call is going to cost. I dial my sister's phone, complete with country code. She answers on the fifth ring.
Hi, Rachel! You would not believe how cool this is.
What?
Yeah, I know. Rachel, hold on a sec.
No, Miri! I yell. But instead of listening to me and my problems, she's saying to Corey or whomever,
Funnel cake? I'd love one. Thanks so much.
Miri, there is no time for funnel cake at a time like this.
I had to send him off so I could tell you the news. Guess what?
She chirps.
I asked Corey to be my date for the Samsorta, and he said yes.
Oh, excellent. Now, not only am I about to miss my boyfriend's father's party, but my sister has a date and I don't. Absolutely perfect. Great, Miri. I'm happy for you, but...
He's so excited. He's going to zap up a tux. He asked me what kind of corsage I want, but I'm not really sure. He still hasn't kissed me, though. Do you think I should kiss him, or should I...
Miri, stop talking. I need help. She pauses.
What's wrong?
I'm stuck in China.
Huh?
I'm in China.
Why?
I wanted to see the Great Wall. Why do you think? The ghost bell messed up.
Really? That's strange. It works perfectly for me.
Terrific. I'm so happy for you. Can we get back to me now, since I'm the one stranded on the other side of the world?
Maybe it's not the ghost bell that's the problem. Maybe it's your moolie.
I don't even know what you just said.
Don't you pay attention in class? Moolie? Hello? It means your truthfulness.
Yeah, thanks. I speak Brixta too, but what does that have to do with me?
You're insisting on disguising your true self from Dad and Raph. So your magic is getting funky.
Why is everyone so obsessed with my truthfulness? Honestly, it's getting annoying. But I'm always disguising my true self, and my magic usually works.
Well, your magic has always been funky. But maybe magic can sense that you're feeling guilty. I don't know. I think it depends how many of your M's are blocked and how hard the spells are.
Terrific. So what do I do?
See if you can find a broom?
Not funny, I say, close to tears. It would take me a month to get home.
Don't cry, Rachel.
I'm going to if I don't figure out how to get out of here.
Where are you again?
Is she purposely being annoying?
I told you! Stuck! At a restaurant in China.
Which one?
What's the difference?
I yell.
Just help me.
I'm trying to, but I need to know where you are.
Why?
I scream. So I can come get you, she screams back.
Oh, the Kim Shing in China.
She hangs up. A few seconds later, she appears beside me, tight-lipped.
Thanks, I squeak.
Whatever, she grumbles, tossing the ghost spell into the air. Through space we flow, to our apartment in New York City.
Actually, Mir, I'm kind of in a hurry. Would you mind dropping me off at the Kim Shing in Midtown?
Fine, she says, giving me a dirty look. But you're so taking a cab home.